Yesterday, we devoted an entire hour to a discussion about American attitudes towards gay marriage. We wanted to explore the range of opinion on this emotional issue and asked our listeners how they reached their opinions. We received many wonderful phone calls yesterday and an almost unprecedented 750 emails. Given the response, we decided to spend some more time today reading what you had to say. Here are some of the thoughts of our listeners who oppose gay marriage. From Abraham, who didn't tell us where he lives, "Marriage was preordained by God according to the Bible, and the basis of this union was between one man and one woman. To create a gay marriage is to change the meaning of marriage, making it a union between male and male or female and female. I don't believe the government should be allowed to mandate how this union is created or who creates the rules of the union. I do not agree religiously that there is such a thing as gay marriage. If the government has the power to mandate religious subjects, ideas, etc., then we have lost our rules and rights as a free country." For Ed in St. Charles, Missouri, the objection is a legal one. If gays can demand the same rights and entitlements as married couples, why can't any two people living in the same home demand the same, like a single parent and an adult child, or maybe two brothers? Is having sex the criterion for making two people living together legally entitled to share benefits? In my opinion, gay marriage or even the legalization of shared benefits of gay couples opens a Pandora's box of legal questions about the rights of any two people in the same home. Yanti wrote in with this opinion. "I'm against it. I am not a Christian, but think we are not biologically made for homosexuality. That should tell us something. Marriage is for a man and a woman. If they want to be together, then they should be happy with the term union and should leave the term marriage for a man and a woman." And now a few of the many emails in favor of gay marriage. Kathy in Baltimore wrote, "I'm a heterosexual, practicing Catholic woman, early 40s. I personally find the concept of homosexual activity fairly icky, but I'm fairly certain that gays, to some extent, find heterosex icky. As a person who's been able to reconcile the concept of creationism with the scientific evidence of evolution, my opinion is this. If God created humans in his own image, I can't believe that he created gays by mistake. Scientific evidence is coming closer and closer to showing that gays don't decide to be that way, that they're born that way. So who are we puny humans to decide that God made a mistake in making gays and stopping them from deciding to join their lives together?" Elizabeth in Minneapolis, Minnesota wrote with a personal experience. "As the daughter of gay parents, I can attest to the stress and frustration that discrimination against gay couples causes in our life. My parents have been together in love and monogamous for 18 years and are married in all but name. Using the Constitution to decrease rights instead of protect them is the antithesis of all that America stands for. My parents deserve to get married." Fred is one of our many listeners who changed his views on this issue. He wrote, "I was against gay marriage, but then I stopped to think. For thousands of years, slavery was accepted all over the world and still is in some places. Women in our own country waged a battle for almost a century to get a right to vote and still cannot in some countries. I think that we can accept gay marriage as both an expansion of freedom and minority rights because gays are a minority and if they want to set up a home, should have the freedom to do so." Finally, Ronnie in Jacksonville, Florida wrote in to respond to the argument that the purpose of marriage is to procreate. "My husband and I were married at the county courthouse by a notary. We do not have children, nor do we plan to ever have any. Does this make us any less married? I truly hope not." Thanks to everybody who wrote. Most weeks we read from your emails on Mondays, and you can write to us on any topic. The email address is TOTN@NPR.org.